Good morning.
Good morning.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
And welcome to everyone who is joining us online this morning. We're glad you can join us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So Zig Ziglar, people may or may not know him, was at one time one of the best known motivational speakers. He wrote more than 30 books. They said he was always happy and he was an upbeat man. His friends said that every time he answered the phone, he picked up the phone and say, "This is Gene Ziglar's happy husband." So his friend said that he really, really meant it. He was a real genuine person, very positive person. But Zig, he was born dirt poor, the 10th child of 12 children. His dad died when he was only 6. His younger sister died 2 days later. His mother raised 11 children on her own. The family was virtually penniless. Yet despite their poverty, Mrs. Ziglar instilled in them a strong work ethic, faith in Christ, to always say please and thank you, and to be grateful for what they had. And Zig said being taught to say thank you for what they had was a game changer in his life. It taught him to have gratitude. It gave him an attitude, quote unquote, of gratitude. And his attitude of gratitude is what helped Zig to not be weighed down by his poverty, by the poverty of his childhood. This attitude of gratitude helped him find great success in his life. As the Holy Apostle Paul said, "In all things, give thanks." In all things. And St. John Chrysostom has a homily about this, or a lot of words on it. It says, in all things, the good things and the bad things, give thanks. Gratitude and thankfulness are synonyms. In today's gospel, our Lord entered a village and encountered 10 lepers. Because leprosy was believed to be highly contagious, in those days, lepers were ostracized. When they traveled about, when they were walking to the village, they had to cry out. Can you imagine this walking, unclean, unclean? You know, so people would stay away from them and keep their distance. When the lepers see Jesus, they cry out to him, and it's a prayer. Lord Jesus, I guess the words were, Jesus, have mercy on us. Our Lord, being a loving, merciful God, instructs them to go themselves, to just go to the priest. And the reason why they had to go to the priest was the priest had to say when they're healed, that they're certified that they're healed, or they couldn't return to society, so they had to go see the temple priest. And as the lepers are on their way to the temple to see the priest, they're all healed. All 10 are healed, but as we heard in the gospel, only one comes back to our Lord to say thank you. Only one does not take God's blessings for granted. And when he comes to Jesus, he praises God at the top of his voice. He falls prostrate before God and, in the words of Luke, offers thanksgiving. We don't know the content of it, but he offered thanksgiving. Then there are the other 9. The ingratitude of the other 9 disciples irks Jesus. He says to the disciples, and Jesus says to us today, "We're not 10 cleansed. Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this Samaritan, this foreigner?" Father Tom Hopko on the spiritual importance of having gratitude. The spiritual person is one who is grateful for everything. It's a very important teaching right there. For everything, everything we have. He is the one who receives things, everything, with thanksgiving. And knows that he has nothing except that what in the end he has received from God. Father Tom goes on to say, gratitude is not just an element of the Christian life. It is the Christian life. To have gratitude is the Christian life. Gratitude is a fruit of the Spirit. Having gratitude or not having gratitude reflects the spiritual condition of our heart. And I would argue with you, ingratitude is a sin. And I would say, being thankless is not only rude, being thankless to others is a sin. When somebody's good to you, always thank you. In Old Testament times, Thanksgiving was an essential part of the life of God's people. Back then, life was much harder, and the people appreciated what they had. They lived pretty much subsistent day to day. They didn't go to Publix or anything for food. When there was a drought, there was no food. When they got sick, there was no modern medicine. There were no hospitals, etc. And as a matter of just living life in those days, there's more opportunities to lean into God, more opportunities than we have. For example, we get hungry, we go to the refrigerator, right? Then if you're hungry and there was no crop, you stayed hungry. Because of this, in the temple, every day people were making Thanksgiving offerings. Every day people came to the temple and sang psalms of thanksgiving. Giving thanks was integral with the worship of Israel. And this giving of thanks continues today in the church. When we read the word thanksgiving in the scriptures, the Greek word is translated eucharistos. The English word is Eucharist, which means thanksgiving. The center of our worship, brothers and sisters, is thanksgiving. It's a celebrating the Eucharist, we express our gratitude. When we come here and we celebrate the Eucharist, we express our gratitude for God, for our many blessings from God. The Eucharist is the sacrament of thanksgiving. And it's the reason, main reason we come here on Sunday morning. We come here on Sunday morning to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, to intercede for the world, to hear and be taught the word, and to offer our thanksgiving to God for the multitude of our blessings, both known and unknown. When we begin, and after the priest raises his hand and says what? Let us give thanks unto the Lord. That's the beginning of it, right there. And then we respond. It is meet and right. It's the correct thing to do, to worship. Our act of thanksgiving is to worship. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence. Then after we lift up the bread and wine, and humbly offer back to God thanksgiving, we reverently sing this. We praise thee, we give thanks, we press thee, we bless thee, and we give thanks to thee, O Lord our God. And singing these words, brothers and sisters, we're exactly joining with the saints in heaven in worship, who are there right now giving thanks. It's in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is a perennial book, meaning applies at all times. It's always ongoing. We read that the 24 elders, which is the 24 priests, which means the fullness of the Old Testament and the New Testament, 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 disciples, they're in heaven, and they fall on their face and worship God and sing, we give thanks to thee, O Lord Almighty. The same words we say here, or we should say, we say the same words they're singing. We give thanks to thee, O Lord. So we join the saints in heaven, thanking God for our many blessings. And that's what we do here on Sunday morning. On Sunday morning, we are like the 1 in 10 who render thanks to the Lord. Likewise, brothers and sisters, when we pray before our meal, we're like the one, which, by the way, which we should be doing every time we eat a meal, we're the 1 in 10 to give thanks to the Lord. And the same thing when we say our prayers in the evening and in the morning, we're the 1 in 10 who give thanks to the Lord. But when we skip our prayers, when we don't pray before a meal, when we miss liturgy, etc., we're the 9 who just take God's blessings for granted. Again, Father Tom Hopko. The spiritual person is the one who always is grateful and thankful for the Lord for everything. And that's the attitude we need to have all the time. Thank you, O Lord, for the good and for the bad, because ultimately God makes good, bad things good. And as the Apostle Paul says, in all things, give thanks. To Christ be glory, honor, and worship, the source of all good things, now and ever, unto ages of ages.